From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast region today to see firsthand the effects of the giant BP oil spill. BP is still trying to stop the oil leak using its top kill method, a way of plugging the well from above. NPR's Richard Harris reports the company's been starting and stopping the procedure as it tries different ways to get it to work.
BP has pumped tens of thousands of barrels of drilling fluid down into the well over the past couple of days. Almost all of that material has simply ended up on the seafloor, forced out of the well by the onrushing oil and gas. But BP says this technique requires patience, and they aren't giving up. They say they could still keep trying for a day or two. If the dense fluid does eventually stop the flow of oil, BP will pump in cement to cap the well. If it doesn't, the company plans to saw off the leaking pipe and hook up a device called the Lower Marine Riser Package, which is designed to capture the spewing oil and gas and pipe it to ships on the surface. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Today, the full House may vote on a big defense spending bill that contains a provision to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the law banning gays and lesbians from serving in the military unless they keep their sexual orientations secret. As NPR's David Wellner reports, even if it passes, implementing the Don't Ask repeal would be contingent on several factors, and a Senate committee has also passed the amendment.
Top military officials had wanted Congress to hold off voting on a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell until the Pentagon completed a study in December of the impact on the armed forces. But with the prospect of losing seats and thus votes for the measure in November's midterm elections, Democrats decided to vote now on a repeal in order to attach it to the defense authorization bill. But in a conciliatory gesture, they made the repeal contingent on completion of the Pentagon's study of its impact. What's more, they stipulated that repeal could only take effect 60 days after a certification by President Obama and top civilian and military leaders that military readiness would not be adversely affected. The measure passed in the Senate Armed Services Committee 16-12, and in the House 234-194. David Wellner, NPR News.
Memorial Day weekend may mean thinking of loved ones who've died fighting for their country. It also means travel for millions of Americans. And AAA Motor Club says traffic's likely to be pretty heavy today. Motorcyclist John Brown says he and his club headed out early today for the Rolling Thunder Military Service commemorative event in Washington, D.C.
It's going to be a mess later on this afternoon to get down there. So we're going to have a good time. We'll ride from here. We got about a five-hour ride. We'll just take it easy. Nice time going down.
Brown, speaking to a reporter at a New Jersey Turnpike rest stop, he says his son is in Afghanistan, so he feels good about making the trip this year in particular. This is NPR News. The government reports personal spending stagnant in April from March. Personal incomes are up slightly. Analysts say that without a big change, 1 month's figures may not reveal much about the power or sustainability of economic recovery. The Associated Press says a soldier's death in Afghanistan today marks the 1,000th death of an American service member there. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul that the person was killed in southern Afghanistan.
U.S. military sources have not yet identified the soldier who was killed by a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan, in keeping with their practice of notifying the next of kin before announcing details about casualties. NATO and American troops are pouring into southern Afghanistan, gearing up for a push into Taliban-dominated territory. An offensive around the city of Kandahar was set for this summer, but recently military leaders have suggested that operation is contingent on building a stronger Afghan government presence to fill the vacuum created if the Taliban are driven out. American troops in Afghanistan now slightly outnumber the U.S. presence in Iraq. So far this year, more than four times as many U.S. service members have died in Afghanistan than in Iraq, where American troops appear to be sticking with a schedule to withdraw 40,000 combat troops by September. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
At least 70 people are dead in a train derailment and crash in a remote part of India. Officials say they think Maoist rebels are to blame. Rescuers have been trying to reach survivors in crushed rail cars. A freight train slammed into the derailed passenger train. Pakistani officials say seven gunmen and bombers have killed at least 70 people in attacks on two mosques in the city of Lahore. Many people are also injured. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.